Welcome to the Adonis Index podcast. I'm John Barber, and with me is Carrie Hopkins. And Carrie was sixth place in our transformation contest. If you're listening on iTunes, head over to adonisindex.com and check out his picks. So good job. Your picks look good. We were just talking about it. So give us your background on how you so you're one of the younger guys. Talk to us about what you've done before our systems for training and then how you ended up finding us.
Okay, yeah, sure. So basically I started off training probably when I was about 16 or 17. I wouldn't call it training, actually. With a few friends of mine had gone to the gym for like about a year or so. So I just started going kind of down with them. But I wouldn't say I was really, training. Like I was just going to the gym, if you know what I mean. Like I would kind of go and do like a few sets here and there. And
we call it working out versus training.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'd go down and kind of do like a few sets here or there of like whatever they were kind of doing. And, you know, I do that for a few months, maybe like two times a week. Kind of stopped just because, you know, like lack of motivation and whatever. And then for a long time I was actually just listening to your guys' stuff. And I found you from I got recommended by just one of my like another online thing that I like podcast sort of thing that I was listening to. Alex Allman. Yeah, I don't know if I can say that or whatever.
I'm not really sure who that is.
He recommended like Brad
Line,
Brad Howard, sorry. No, sorry, Brad Howard.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, got it.
And then I found it from that, yeah. For about a year, I was just kind of, like, listening to their stuff, like, and I was kind of getting it because I was pretty, like, I always liked science. So, like, a lot of the just, like, the way, like, energy is and how you can't destroy it and, like, it just kind of made sense with calories. Like weight just can't kind of, you know, like, you can't gain it or, like, lose it just from nowhere. So a lot of that made sense. And then I just kind of saw, like, everyone's transformation pics and I was like, you know, crap, man, I need to get on this and I need to actually do it. So then I started to actually train and kind of like, I got really pretty good results. And then I broke my collarbone and that kind of set me back like a long time. And then, just about 9 months ago, I kind of got into it. I actually entered the previous one, number 5, but, I didn't end up submitting my picks. I didn't think they were very good. And I was kind of annoyed myself. And then this contest, I really gave it a good shot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you did well. Thanks. And so how did our training with our stuff compare to what you did before?
Oh, it was like night and day, like just having everything like set out and just like easy as 1, 2, 3 to follow. And then just the methodology of like how you should be training, like pushing yourself to just about the limit, kind of like every single set for nearly, you know, just about the whole thing, every workout. Mm-hmm. That was really different just compared to what I was kind of used to. And then that just gave you like easy steps to follow and success, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then what program did you follow? Did it 3.0?
Originally, I downloaded the earlier one, the 3.0. I was just doing build and burn, and then for the actual, and I was working through that. And then before the contest, so actually number 5, I was doing MBF, which I got great results on. I added about 2 inches on my shoulders in like the 3 or 4 months. Like I got really good results. And then for the actual contest, I started off doing, triple stack, that didn't work out so well because I was on a pretty high calorie, restriction and doing that. And I just couldn't keep it up after about a month and a bit, I just like burnt out completely. So I went back to 3.0 after that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that felt better. Yeah. Triple ATS is pretty hard to do on a much of a calorie restriction. It's something else.
It was like, yeah, I was on probably about like 800 to 1,000 per day, calorie that is. And then, doing that, like I would take, jacked before I'd go out, but like, I'd go to the workout, but like, it was still a struggle to finish like 1. And it was just, it was tough, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, I think we need to make a note or something when guys are also, you're relatively lean, so it's the caloric restriction's hard to, like, you can't pull off a big one. And especially with that type of training, that particular workout is the intent. Yeah, I don't know. Just the weights. I've never heard anyone who's been able to be in a significant caloric restriction and go through that workout.
Yeah, no, it's tough.
It seems like inadvertently 3.0 is the one that works best when you're trying to build and cut at the same time.
Yeah, MBF wasn't too bad either. but I don't think I was cutting as much as what I was in for the contest number six. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And then what did you do? So what did you do? 3.0, did you add a boost or anything, or you just go straight through the main program?
No, pretty much I just went straight through my own program. Like once or twice I might feel like something was lacking. I just kind of did something extra. But I didn't really like add in a set booster. I've done boosters before though, like a year ago.
Sure. And then as far as diet goes, you mentioned the number of calories. Did you have any other plan? Yep. Like talk us through that.
I didn't have like a set plan. I guess I followed kind of AGD. Like I haven't actually read it, so I don't exactly know. But I get the feeling it's just kind of like, you know, like kind of eating just whatever, but just maintaining the calories, which is kind of what you guys have been preaching for like ever. So that was just like totally, you know, I totally got that. I fasted maybe like once or twice a week. And then just my usual routine was just like have a coffee in the morning, but instant coffee, which is like pretty low calories because you don't really add all that much milk. And then maybe like have something sweet, like a piece of chocolate. And then that was kind of it until usually about dinner. When, because I'm still living with my parents, I would have just about half of like whatever we normally have for dinner, and then that was generally about it. Like here or there, I might add something in, but yeah, that was about it.
Oh, that's pretty simple. And then was that challenging, or did you just roll with that, or did you have moments where you had to eat back up? It's from looking at your pics and what you describe, I would guess that you even intermittently you'd need to eat up a little bit more.
Definitely. It wasn't too bad. Like that was pretty similar to my normal routine because during the last few years of high school, I didn't really like have lunch at school. I just kind of had coffee and then went. So I was kind of used to that anyway. Like I would have something when I'd get home from school, and then have dinner, but it wasn't that much of a stretch just to get rid of the thing after like when I got home from school. And then, when I was at university, it just kind of, I don't know. Yeah, I just kind of didn't think about it. It was more of a routine. And then every like maybe the thing was, when I'd go out like on the weekend is when I'd usually eat back up. Cause I'd go out drinking with friends, and then like when you're drinking, it's always just so easy to down like just stupid amounts of food. So yeah.
So you didn't really sacrifice much of your social life throughout this cut?
I think I could have gone a little bit leaner, if I didn't kind of, party and drink and stuff. But, I think that was still good though, cause I think that's the whole point of it. You know, you still want to live your life and have fun. So yeah.
Oh yeah. No, you did. And I mean, you did a good job for the leanest that you got to. What'd you think of your pictures and the condition you got into?
Happy. Like, you know, I mean, I thought they were good pics. I still can't kind of believe that that's me sort of thing. Like, it's just really weird. Like I was kind of like looking in the mirror, and I was kind of like, oh, you know, that's pretty good. And like you'd see like new lines show up here or there, as you kind of got leaner. But then I didn't take any pictures in between, the previous ones, like the ones that, and then the end ones. Mm-hmm. So I was really, and then I added like all the effects of like the lighting and, all that kind of stuff, and it was just like oh wow, like that's what I actually look like. And then
well, did it give you any new insight into like the difference between, well, like what you said, lighting, but then the idea of what a model on a magazine looks like compared to what you thought, kind of, you know what I mean, like,
yeah,
kind of bring it a little bit more real, that you're like, oh man, I, you know, they don't look much different than I do now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure if I said before. I was pretty happy with the cleanness. I thought I could have gone that kind of next level of like of leanness. I've got no idea what my body fat percentages are. I'm gonna guess around like 10 to 12 at the end.
No, you're lower than that.
I don't know. I don't know. You guys always tell me to estimate up, so that's just kind of like what I've been doing.
Well, I'd say you're 9, 10-ish. I don't think you're 12 there at all.
Yeah, I don't know. And then the fitness models looked more solid. Like I think I still look a little on the lean and sort of skinnier side than just kind of big and ripped side, if you know what I mean. Like I think I need to build my shoulders a little bit.
Yeah, well, but you're young too, and that's the next step for you.
Yeah, that might have a little bit of like just kind of, I don't know, like in terms of growing, filling out, but yeah, definitely.
One, you still have juvenile muscle growth on your side too. I mean, I'm assuming your next target now is just building muscle.
Yeah, pretty much. The last, what has it been, 2 weeks since we entered the picks, 2 or 3 weeks. I've pretty much eaten probably a little bit higher than maintenance just because I was just so done. Like I did pretty solid, like 9 months of like relatively light on the calories. And then, yeah, so now I'm just going to go, probably maintenance and then go back to, the triple stack and go through that and just try to put on like as much kind of size as possible while keeping about the same leanness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now you can do triple stack with actually eating enough to get through it.
Yeah. Without having like, I would have to like seriously crash and pass out for like 2 hours after those workouts on a calorie deficit. Like it was just nuts. So yeah. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
Have you got back to it yet, or you're not? You're like waiting till the new year. What are you doing?
No, I took about a week and a half break just from everything, just because I think most people do that after a contest from listening to some of the other podcasts. And then about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I just kind of got back into doing freestyling. And then just for fun, like sometimes it's just fun to live freestyle. So I'll probably be doing that just after Christmas and all that kind of stuff, and probably ending up after the New Year's as well, and then after that I'll get back into it seriously. Yeah.
So did you so give us a little insights into did you have anybody that knew you were in a contest, or were they just sort of, they just understood that you worked out and didn't, like, did you involve anybody in along the way?
Yeah, so because I still live at home, there was a bit of like, I don't know, friction's too strong of a word, but mum would always kind of worried that I wasn't eating, just because, like, you know, that's the way mums are. I'm not going to starve or like waste away or whatever. And then eventually, I think after about 2 weeks, I was like, yeah, I'm in this contest. And I showed her like your guys' site and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, she was always kind of skeptical about it just because like you guys are just another site that's like a bodybuilding site. But then she doesn't really know, like she hasn't read like all the stuff, so she kind of didn't get it. If you know what I mean? So yeah, but then eventually she just kind of trusted me, and then other than kind of like her and maybe like sort of like the rest of my immediate family, like my sister and my dad and stuff. No, I hadn't really told anybody, and then my brother actually linked like everybody the pics, and then a lot of my friends saw it, and then the contest pics afterwards, and then everyone kind of found out, and then like a whole bunch of people have been asking me about Donna since then and all that kind of stuff, and so
basically like all positive, not really anybody bugging you about it.
Not really, no, like bugging me, they just kind of asked me like what it's all about. And what I did. I have a few friends that also worked out as well. And I would hear all the standard kind of bodybuilding jargon from them, because one of them does personal training or something like along those lines as well. Mm. And I just kind of said, oh yeah, cool man, and just kind of like went along with whatever you're saying, just because I couldn't be stuffed getting into all the arguments about like what you could be doing, shouldn't be doing, like sort of stuff.
Right. So people like guys your age like interest me, because like talking to you guys, you're not gonna go through the years and years of being led the wrong way like so many other older guys who find us, and they it's this big revelation later on. They're like, man, what have I been doing for 10 years? And it's always interesting to talk to younger guys who kind of figured this out right away. You're just setting yourself up so good for the next basically for the rest of your training life. You're never gonna, my guess is you'll never fall for any of that crap.
And that's actually what I'm actually probably like the most happy about, is I found it now, without having to go through kind of like all the crap, that I hear, other guys that have, done and gone through, it's just really good.
I'm guessing, like, do you have any feeling of needing to be heavy now, or like, did you even have the permission to be light, or did that never even cross?
Yeah. It's kind of, in like year 11 of, when I was like 16, I grew to about the height size I am now. Sorry, height, which is I'm about 6'3", maybe slightly under. So I was really skinny, like in high school. Like I've seen some of the pictures, and I was just so skinny and bony. So if like I get comments now from some of my girl like friends, I'm not sure if like, oh, you look so skinny, and you know this and that. And then they saw my pictures and they're like, whoa, like, you don't look, you don't, I didn't think you'd look like that. So it's funny that like, so skinny comments, cause I used to get them like lanky, like all those kind of comments back in the day. So it's kind of like, oh, I should eat this, you know, and bulk up. But then you just kind of like, well, it's actually not really going to make a difference. So I guess just keep doing what, like, it's just time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's annoying and I'm really impatient because, you know, I'm young, but it's just going to be time. And that's really the biggest thing. I think time and effort.
Yeah. I think the only reason guys slip back into that, even guys with us, is the patience thing. Every now and then someone will email me, or a little post will go up on the forum, and it's just asking, you know, whether or not the community or us think a certain technique will help. And I'm just like, and to me, I'm just, when I see that type of post, I'm like, really, that what they're showing is their impatience with, they just don't want to believe it's going to be the slow process that muscle building is, and they want that quick fix. And so people still fall for the marketing claims. It's like, and I'm just like, no, well, I don't know. What do you think? It's probably, if it really worked that well, everyone would be doing it.
It's always kind of, the grass is greener on the other side. Like, it's always kind of like, oh, but what if, like, what if, you know, just by some miracle, this actually kind of, you know, happens or whatever. But, I guess I try to kind of just ignore that. I mean, like, the results are just plain as day in there to see. So it's kind of, if it didn't work, like, none of these guys would look so good.
Yep. I mean, and plus you did it. There's a key thing to your story. You got really lean. And you didn't sacrifice your social life, which was a big deal. A lot of people have to cut that part out, but you didn't. So the grass is greener on your side that you managed, like, you got to a leanness, you know, and it was pretty manageable and it didn't really affect your social life. Whereas other guys, it kills them to, and they still can't get quite to your leanness. So, you know, you're just on that side of the fence where that's probably not going to be an issue for you moving forward, especially because, now that you're with our stuff, you'll probably never get trapped in the trying to bulk up and kind of get overweight and stay overweight for the next 10 years. And now your big challenge is just dealing with the patience it takes to let the muscle come without putting on excess fat.
Yeah.
Like, and without going out of your way to put on excess fat.
No, I have put on a little bit since the end of the contest, which is kind of annoying because it's like, it's so much work to take off and then you put a little on, you're just like, God damn it. Like, I just got your stuff off, man. Like, just stay off. Obviously some of the, like, weight is, of course, water weight, but, like, I can still kind of, like, just feel it. Like, you can just feel that you're not quite as lean. But,
It comes over time. Like, over time you'll learn to keep the leanness. Your, like, a steady state point or whatever you want to call it, a bit closer to your contest look. So the one thing you've got that everyone's probably jealous of is time.
So yeah.
A lot of the older guys probably wish they put the clock back 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, it takes a lot of time as well. Like, I think, and definitely now, like, the first 5 months was actually like pretty hardcore, 5 or 6 months. But now that I've been doing it pretty consistently for about 9 or 10 months, like, now it's really starting to slow down. And now it's like the real long haul kind of slugfest.
You just gotta put grind through it.
Yeah, I have to see. I think from what I've read, I think even like the next year we'll still see some pretty substantial growth. But, after that, I don't expect all that much, but we'll see. Yeah, I really got no idea.
Yeah, well, and I wouldn't even try to project that. I mean, I'd imagine you'll get gains. You'll get pretty consistent gains all throughout your 20s. Like you said, it'll slow down, but trust me, it'll be more consistent than in your 30s. So you've got lots of, compared to us, you've got lots of room to go. So yeah. I wouldn't worry about that. So then give us what's your advice for other guys in your situation, guys with your shape and your age, and they're trying to get in shape?
I guess just keep doing it. So many times I screwed up and I ate, you know, when I shouldn't have eaten, and we'd chow down on something, and I'm just sitting there going, I shouldn't be doing this, but you just can't help it. And that's, that just happens, man. You just gotta keep on doing it. There's no point saying, well, I screwed up, I guess I'll stop. No, just keep doing it, and you know, you'll get there eventually. Mm-hmm. And then, I think the biggest thing that resonated with me was with just, I can't remember if it was you or if it was, Brad Howard that sent out the email that was shut up and just do it. Stop telling everybody, trying to coach other people, just shut up and do it. And that's when you kind of really get the results. I think that was probably the biggest thing. And then if you're a skinnier kind of younger guy, just kind of, I don't know, I guess just hang in there. And I'm still not really all that big, but I guess size and leanness will come, and it's worth it. In the end, when people go, oh wow, you look like that, whoa, it's good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. When you finally show someone a picture and you get a wow, that's
yeah.
The point.
Yeah.
That's the payoff.
Really. And like you said, I'm just glad I found it now, rather than, you know, later on down the track and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you're building the right habit now instead of building bad habits, then having to undo them and then replace them with the good habits. So you're actually way ahead of a lot of guys. So it might not feel like it, but you're way ahead.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've seen some of the other guys. They look fantastic. So I hope to emulate that.
Yeah. You'll get there. All right, Kerry. Well, that was a good interview. I think this is a good place to leave it.
All right. Thanks. Yeah.
All right, so for Kerry Hopkins, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Adonis Index podcast. Yeah.